furlong. Maximal is narrowly in front. Hurricane Lane is battling it back at him, though. They're clear then from Tasman Bay in third place, and Hurricane Lane has regained the lead. Hurricane Lane, the blue jacket, William Buick, go on to win. Second place will be Maximal. Tasman Bay behind him in third. River.
So that was Maximal chasing home Hurricane Lane, who is the $7 third favourite in the Arctic Triumph a little later this year. He's also been racing against some of the highly rated horses, maybe best horses in Europe and the world on a regular occasion. And he is headed to Australia. John O'Shea will be the trainer, and he joins us. Good morning, John. What a coup.
Good morning, Mike. Yeah, no, it's a bit of a buzz. He's a very, very exciting horse, and you've sort of hit the nail on the head. He's raced the best, you know, like Hurricane Lane, you know, he was a bit unlucky in the English Derby. He lost two front shoes, and he went to Ireland and won, and then he went to France and won by 10. So he's got great form. You know, the run in the James's Palace was really good behind Poetic Flair, and then We thought he'd probably just have a nice, easy day at Newmarket the other day in a listed race. He ran into Bayeed, who's now probably going to be the most promising miler in Europe. So there's plenty to like about everything he's done. Fundamentally, you know, he's a good-looking horse, and he's got an amazing pedigree, being a three-quarter brother of Frankel. And so for Rosemont, who, you know, is a really high-profile stud now in Victoria, and if not Australia, to secure a horse of that pedigree, and if we can have some nice performances in Australia to go with that pedigree, the sky's the limit.
It is a huge deal for Rosemont, as you said, in conjunction with Judmont, three-quarter to Frankel. How did it all come about, John? And I believe you were instrumental in finding him.
Oh, well, we've been studying the form throughout Europe this year, and I've got a very capable assistant in Tom Charlton, his father, Roger's a very good trainer over there, and we just sort of identified this horse because, you know, a nice relationship with Barry Mann at Judmont. And after he's run in the race at Ascot, we just reached out to Barry and suggested, would there be any interest in doing a deal to bring him to Australia and racing him in, you know, some lovely races over the next 12 months where, you know, obviously the prize money was very, very good. And then an opportunity to stand him at stud down here. And so they jumped at the opportunity.
When does he arrive in Australia?
Well, we're actually in negotiations now with RBL and Greg Carpenter just to see if we could get him on the first flight into Werribee. And if that was the case, well, then, you know, I think he lands here on the 25th of September and does some quarantine, and then we'd assess him after that once he arrives. And obviously, you got the opportunity to run the Cantala and at Flemington, and that sort of ground would really suit him. Albeit he's raced against the best horses in Europe, his rating is probably just a little bit borderline about getting into a Cantala, and he races the older horses. So, you know, that'll probably determine, you know, the quality of that race will determine where he steps out.
Okay. Now, bringing him here, there's been a lot of talk about quarantine and protocols for the international horses. He's not a cup runner, so what are the protocols for a horse like Maximal when they land in Australia?
Look, I will just go through whatever RVL requests of us, to be fair, Michael. You know, we've got no issues. He's passed all his veterinary requirements. If he had to be scanned and so forth, well, then, you know, we'll just go through those procedures as well. He's only a lightly raced conveyance, and, you know, say all the x-rays and whatever what we did with the horse in the lead up to his purchase were spotless. So we'll have no problems doing whatever RVL require of us to have him come into Australia and be part of their quarantine centre.
Is this the most, you've had a lot of good horses, but is this the most exciting horse that you've had from overseas with the potential of what he could be?
Yeah, well, you know, in terms of, you know, the horses that I've trained, you know, imports that have come out here have been sort of, you know, Group 3 winners and then gone around in major Group 1s and finished sort of, you know, back in the field. So this horse, I've never trained a horse with stronger, you know, international performances. So, and definitely haven't trained a horse with a pedigree like that. So In terms of excitement, the levels doesn't get any better in a horse like Maximum.
And it'd be great to see him in a race like the Cantala this spring, but it's all about the future for a horse like him as well, what he could be doing in 12 months' time.
Well, I think that's the key, Michael. I'm of the view that that if we're going to bring horses down from Europe, that, you know, the best approach probably now is to look at what you want to achieve in 12 months' time. And so this horse sort of, tomorrow, he comes across the perfect Cox Plate horse next season. You know, Ryan Moore, who we consulted before we bought the horse, felt that he's a good ground horse on tighter turning tracks. So, you know, the Cox Plate really fits into that profile, and hopefully we can get some, you know, nice performances under his belt in doing 12 months that he warrants his position in the race.
Well, it's going to be great to see him out here. How are you going up in Sydney at the moment, John? Because it's been such a terrible time with the COVID situation. We know what's been occurring with the industry and what everyone's having to do to keep the sport going.
It's been really difficult. You know, from the point of view that, you know, I can see that the moralising nature of the latest quarantine, to be fair, you know, like your staff really struggle with the first couple of weeks, to be fair, just mentally more than anything, you know. I think they saw that little ray of sunshine as that we might have been just getting back to a little bit of normality, and then, you know, back we are into restrictions again. And so, yeah, it's probably, you know, the worst we've had it in Sydney since the first COVID outbreak has been what's happening now, and it doesn't look to be a lot of light at the end of the tunnel in terms of our numbers are still way too high, and they're in areas where they're struggling to get people to adhere to their requests. So it's a bit of a concern, and, you know, like we're having to really do a lot of different things, you know, like we're saddling up horses for trainers of other areas that are not allowed to attend race meetings. So there's plenty going on, Michael, and but the industry is an extremely resilient one, and the staff here have been doing just a wonderful job in terms of just coming to work and trying to stay in that little bubble and get themselves clean. So hopefully we'll get through it fine.
And you've got some really nice horses for the Spring Carnival. Do you have to start thinking logistically if a horse like Lion's Roar is going to come to Melbourne, how you do it?
Yeah, well, we've been very lucky previously that the Snowden family have afforded us the opportunity to send the horses to their stables. And you know, that's how we got away with it last year, and with a little bit of success. So hopefully Paul and Peter are happy enough for us to continue along that vein this year. And, you know, we just prepare them in Sydney, send them down to Paul and Peter's on Thursday evening, and then they participate in whatever race we're going to do. And then we give consideration of whether they stay down or, you know, what we do with them after they run. So that's worked fantastic. So, you know, I'd suggest that's probably what we're looking at again.
And how is Lion's Roar? He's a Group 1 Guineas winner over a mile. He ran third in the Derby. What's his spring target?
Look, I think that, well, James actually come and rode him this morning and, you know, was really going and, you know, thought that he'd developed nicely. So that was a positive. He's trialling on Friday and he'll have a couple of trials. His first target will be the Epsom Handicap. Go around the Epsom third up after the George Main, and then, you know, on the strength of his performance in the Epsom, we determine whether he comes to Melbourne and possibly goes around the Cox Plate or he stays in Sydney. And if he's not quite going as well as we'd like, we'd probably stay in Sydney and just run around here for another run or two.
Yeah. Gee, it's an exciting spring for you. How's the boom sprinter Lost and Running going?
Yeah, he's going really well. He seems to have made that nice bit of improvement, you know, from last preparation. He's a bigger, stronger horse now, and, you know, that'll continue to happen over the next 12 months. Whether he, you know, has improved significantly enough to mix it with the top weight for age performance, well, we'll know in the next month or two, but he's definitely improved, but he needed to.
You've got the comfort of a slot in the Everest already, so how do you tailor his program?
Oh, it's pretty conventional, Michael, to be fair. He just go around in the shorts and the Premier and into the Everest, and then, you know, we'll wait and see after that. He is a horse that I've always had designs on running him down the straight because he likes to gallop out. He's in the past had a few knee issues, so running him in a straight line sort of offsets those issues. And at some stage, we'd like to get him to to Flemington and let him show his wares down the straight.
Well, they're the two headline acts. Is there another John O'Shea runner that we can look forward to in the spring?
We've got a really nice unraced conveyance due to run on Thursday, but decided to just hold him back. I think ultimately he's a horse that could go around in the Derby, and his name is Benno. Mm. He's a half-brother to Stefane, and he looks a really exciting prospect. He's definitely get over some ground, and he's trialled up really well prior to just having a little sort of easy week. We'll probably regroup and trial him on the 20th and then get him started and see if we can't lob him down to the Valley in the Amy Vars in the lead-up to the Derby.
She's beautifully named out of Baggy Green as well.
Yeah. We were actually discussing the other day, he runs around in the colours of Carl Holt. Carl loves his colours, but there was an opportunity to find the all fawn colours with the similar to the jacket Richie used to wear. So, well, I don't think we'll get Carl's colours off him in a hurry.
Very good. John, congratulations to you and Rosemont to get the horse, a calibre of Maximal, out here. We look forward to seeing him in the Spring Carnival and all your other runners. So stay safe up there.
You too, Michael. Thanks. Always a pleasure to talk to you.